You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hey, here's Matt and Kermit. Hi.
Hello.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for coming to the studio this morning. Good morning. How are you both?
Good.
Doing well.
Good.
We're talking today about PAX. Not my nephew PAX, but the PAX Festival in Melbourne and the future of esports / competitive gaming. What is PAX?
Penny Arcade Expo there, Mike.
So it's called Penny Arcade Expo.
Yeah. It's a big nerd fest, basically, in the world. It happens, I think there's three or four of them, I think. But the biggest one happens in West, somewhere in the US. But the one in the Southern Hemisphere happens in Melbourne.
Right.
Happens once a year, where all the kind of nerds kind of fester in one big ball around the conference centre.
It's a drinker's paradise, though, apparently, isn't it?
I literally smell like a tequila bottle because it's exploded on me just before I got on the plane. Depends. I mean, it's like a community event that happens. So you literally, depending on who you are and how you feel, you just get on the fucking plane and get there, and then you have a drink and you carry on.
So, so you went there, and you went there for what reason?
Just to see some friends, but also to go to see the new games and the new.
It's evolving.
It's kind of like it's E3, but like with community, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Now, Mac, you've been involved in this sordid world of gaming,
and I've even been to a PAX Melbourne.
Okay. See, so is he painting the correct picture?
It's much more nerdy than he's making it. I'm going to be honest with you. I wouldn't say there's too much distinction between that and, say, Armageddon, but which is not to say it's not a fun time. I didn't have a fun time, but that's okay. I just play games. I don't enjoy the community that Kermit is describing.
Bunch of wankers.
bunch of douchebags.
Yeah.
But yes, I do have experience in this. That sometimes at these PAX tournaments.
We should probably let people know about when I say you've got experience in it. You actually have got some pretty hard experience, eh? So give us a quick rundown on that.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know how basic you want me to be with the BFM listenership, but, I mean, esports is competitive gaming. It's like real sports, but you do it with computer games, and some people do that as a job, and I did it as a job for 2 years.
Cool.
In a game called StarCraft 2, and, you know, with the odd tournament in Australia, the tournament overseas as well. There's a lot of overseas circuits. Not a lot going on in New Zealand, but there are,
You made money doing it, or you can
make money. It's not a great living. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
If you consider two years full time worth of work should be, but you know, it's a
hobby, like competitive pole vaulting. Pryor, Eliza, whatever her name is.
I'm sure she is making a lot more money.
Yeah, but I'm saying prior to that, like the way that pole vaulting before that was difficult to get funding for, let alone people wanting to do it.
No, it's a traditional sport, though, is the thing, and you have a lot of backing. And no, that's the thing. You don't have these support
systems. No funding.
You stay in a house, it's like slave labor. Basically,
you get yourself over to the house, and it's more of a flat when you get there because no one's training you.
Like a computer sweatshop, in
South Korea there's definitely probably some sweatshop levels of housing.
That's the type of people that are being brought together at PAX. Is that what's happening? Yeah. Or do those two teams, I guess?
Well, should we talk about the future of esports?
That's what I'm trying to get to, how you both got there.
Because PAX is mainly, gaming itself, casual gaming is usually casual. Very removed from competitive gaming. I don't know if there's been kind of a merger at this point in time.
Yeah.
So PAX, when you go there, it's more so about the fans and the community rather than kind of the competitive nuts. Hmm.
You don't go there to make the media and stuff like that. From a media perspective, is just that's what E3's for. Mm. You don't kind of you go there to to meet up with everyone.
If you're into esports, you're less socially inclined as well.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Okay, so you're there. What did you see? What did you see? Here we are, 2017. But did it feel like 2017? Did it feel like 2025? Did it feel like 2040?
It was. Twitch is basically the space where these two worlds kind of sit together, where competitive gaming and people can watch people play games. It's a big community.
Just stare at them playing.
They basically just stare at them. I mean, it's a huge, thing. And every year they have this big party called, it's the Twitch party, and they spend a shit ton of money. And the one year they hired an arcade, and it was just tickets for free for everyone. And you come back and you can get yourself a PlayStation or a TV or whatever. They did the same thing this year, but they completely bombed, and it was just a complete nightmare.
I knew we were getting into a review of the Twitch party.
But in saying that, coming back to the esports thing, it's very important because it kind of matches those two worlds up with the fans and the influencers and the esports pro players.
And so developers know where to go next, sort of thing.
Basically,
as well.
Yeah, because they've got their finger right in that ass of the gaming world.
Right. Now let's get to the bit we want to hear about. Tell us about the future.
Future.
Well, that's a good question.
I mean, I think the future is. Because it was so community based in the past, back in my day, which was, you know, three years ago.
I wish you had the Gallagher and the Big Dog there, and
you know, and to some degree, you still have it. These esports scenes are just kind of solely sustained by the game developers because there's not enough money. So they're just trying to, I don't know, it's a bit charitable. It's kind of in their best interest because it promotes their game, but you know, it's completely different from actual sporting circuits, which is completely driven by, you know, advertisers and investors. But that's gradually where we're moving. So there's going to be a lot more money, and therefore a lot.
So I guess as a esport participant, you have been promised that, you know, at one stage people were promised a lot, and that never happened.
Broken promises.
A few too many shattered dreams.
Yeah.
You know, cue the sound of hope.
A few too many tequilas. I think the.
Get in this era.
There's a lot of scamming going on right now in the world of gaming.
That's what I'm wondering. I just don't want anyone to get hurt. You know?
But part of the reason that having you guys talk about this is fascinating is that at PAX there were panel discussions about esports and how groups of competitive gamers have been bought by, what is it, football clubs or something?
States, there's just millions and millions of dollars going around with huge, like Rick Fox I think he was one of the first ones to get on it, but now all these mainstream sporting stars and investors and brainiacs are just putting money into esports because it's really big.
I think
there's a lot of payoff.
Sky TV are like investing into it in New Zealand. They've been trying
last month 40% in a company called Let's Play Live, which puts on gaming tournaments. Which screened, they're put on live at Sky City, they're streamed on Sky TV. There's not a great deal of actual tournament money in them at this point, but there's a huge kind of, there's a big business plan behind it. That's what we're kind of seeing. It's like this commercialization of these, like what were previously kind of grassroots communities. Playing competitive games,
sports based on like the success of the money that comes in from sport, you know, regular sport is it comes from the fact that loads of people are interested in it.
Esports is already surpassing traditional sports in terms of
you should dude you should yeah. see this no. last night yeah. I was watching, my boyfriend is a tournament Dota player, for all you nerds out there, it's a massive game. They have their major competition each year is $32 million in winning prizes. Mercedes sponsor it. It's a really weird meme of a thing, and they've got this thing now where it's like every month, which is tournaments for $1 million. So teams will win, you know, millions of dollars. Like $32 million between five nerds is a lot.
Let's just say the figure: $32 million between five nerds, $6 million.
But like, you should see
$6.4 million each. $6.4 million each. Just shut down my math.
It's like they just fill out stadiums and arenas. Like yeah. It's just crazy, dude. Like you
really?
Have no idea how like.
And it's much more accessible than traditional sports. We're not talking about pay TV. No. It's all available online. And I mean, you've got Twitch, but even the Chinese streams bring
yeah,
in
huge, yeah.
Millions and millions of people wow. from yeah. from China. So yeah, it's already. A bigger viewership.
All right, so I don't know anything. I've got no idea about what you guys are talking about. No. I'm just sort of yeah. I mean, I do. I'm being hypothetical here. So I don't have any idea what you guys are talking about. I'm interested in finding out a bit more about it. I want to see some of this action. How yeah, do I get involved? Yeah. What do? Where do I go?
Well, you can. I mean, you just start off with if you're into kind of watching Mac playing. I guess Twitch is the only real way of. Watching, I guess?
Twitch.tv. I mean, there are tournaments, as I said, screened on Sky TV, but Twitch.tv is probably where you want to go if you've got a kind of casual blossoming interest.
Yeah.
And you guys ever heard of a computer game called Roblox?
yep.
Not.
Yep. What's yeah, what about yeah, yeah, yeah. that? What? So, what do you want? What
you
do you want?
Think I'm talking, you think I'm playing that? No. My stepdaughter plays it. She's 7.
Okay, yes.
But she started yep. playing it, but now she's more interested in these YouTube videos Dude, of people playing it. You, other people playing yeah. it. Going, yeah. Hey guys, because yeah. that's how you start everything on YouTube. Hey guys, come on, I'll just go tick 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 and just watch. There she's watching someone else playing it.
Yeah,
that's really. I find that so weird, but at the same time, yeah. she's so into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ask any like 7 to 14-year-old who their favorite YouTuber is, and they'll tell you like it's fucking
It'll
nuts.
Be a Minecraft.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Oh, Minecraft!
Oh. But yeah, just no. It's just it's a huge world. Like with
let me see somebody who's good at Minecraft get through level 10 of Pac-Man. Even you know.
I used to drink gaming yeah, from the hose in my day.
Back then, this was
back in my day.
Boys to be fields. Out there, you know? All right, hey, thank you very much for coming in, you guys, and
thanks,
tell us more about that and Twitch. Co.nz or Twitch.com?
Oh, Twitch.com.
Is there a Twitch?
Oh, sorry, TV. Sorry, man.
Twitch.tv.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to find it.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, thanks, Mac. Thanks, Kermuth. All the best.
We're going to play a track now from an artist that played at PAX over the weekend. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
This is MC.
You really enjoyed the bands, didn't you, Kermuth?
Yep.
Too wasted.
Wasn't
bro.
Wasted at all.
Well, took a gig, but the bait was tempting, ending up uncaged and at large to talk smack at you through the networking appliance that's in charge of every drip of your attention. Yo, when mine goes out, I've got to log in just to mention my disappointment at the interruption of convenience. I mean, just a lot left, but none up in between this couple of minutes here. A couple of minutes later, it's an outrage at the price I pay. These dictators of my leisure rule with an iron fist. Has anybody ever been so put upon as this? Your GPS run out of battery. First world problem. Got to wake up Saturday. First world problem. You just delayed the honeymoon. First world problem. Pledge season's coming soon. First world problem. Half your friend list is spam accounts. First world problem. And you sit the channel speakers out. First world problem. You sit the channel speakers out. I can hear that it's not on. Muffy, my hairy growth cream is mostly ineffective, and I'm struggling to keep this in perspective. But I feel like a massive injustice occurred. Says regrows hair on the two in the words. In a third or maybe a quarter of all users, I must have got swindled. Is it a fault of oozes? Ooh, Muffy, I had all the servants tortured. Did you keep them on retainer? Do you got some more on order? Cause I can't comb my hair on my own no more. I got accustomed to the lifestyle, sniffed upon the spore, and it molded up my innards, made the blood turn blue. Muffy, there's a revolution. What can two. Misplaced the Ambien. First world problem. Left a participle dangling. First world problem. You're scheduling your root canal. First world problem. Your grad schooling had no rationale. First world problem. You didn't like your appetizer. First world problem. Your yacht got capsized. First world problem. Your yacht got capsized. The first world problem that you have with your yacht.
The living conditions of the American masses. That's you. Are swiftly deteriorating. Our generation is going through the final convulsions of the dying world of capitalism. That's what it says here. And if you don't believe that pamphlet, try this one.
While our capitalism is in a minor kerfuffle, you have to hustle before the fates come reshuffle. Rustle up another couple grievances and air 'em. You can laugh about it later, maybe. Needed all the sparing for the moment, though. You ordered half-calf, didn't get it. There was no TV set when you jetted. Internet resetted itself just as I was in the middle of tournament play. And so I suffered from transmittal interruption. Completely ruined my day. MC front a lot's a jackass, all I'm trying to say. People buy CDs in these days of disaster. So poor me, I have to be a professional.
professional rapper. No bubbles in the soda cup. First world problem. App crash when you load it up. First world problem. Phone's OS is out of date. First world problem. Colors won't calibrate. First world problem. They never stock the snack you want. First world problem. Caught herpes from a sebutant. First world problem. You caught herpes from a sebutant. That magnificent creature. Got wall hacked in PvP. First world problem. Oh no, HD DVD. First world problem. Pixels aren't perfect square. First world problem. Your favorite rapper isn't debonair. First world problem. You own too many underwear. First world problem. And you're not much of a millionaire. First world problem. Not much of a millionaire in the first world.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.